This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Listen to that again. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, get this, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him, Christ, that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. I don't know what you consider to be your weaknesses. I don't know what you consider to be your strengths. But I have this notion that God says, I will do more with your weaknesses that are yielded to me than I would ever do with your own strength and your own power. I have learned something in the ministry that it's not a question of ability, it's a question of availability. And it dawned on me one day, ability has nothing to do with it, it's availability. And oftentimes it would be that man or woman with very little ability to teach who'd say, I'm available. I'll teach the junior high. It would be that person maybe with just a high school diploma who'd say, I'll teach the high school class. I'm available. And I found that God, over the years, 18 years there, that God would use available people more than he would use able people. God would use available people more than he would use able people. What's available to the Lord out of your life? Ask yourself that question right now. What's available? What skills, what talents do I have that I'm making available to the Lord? You know, all of us are selfish with our capabilities. Everybody is. We guard our time. We guard our free time. We guard our strength. And to a certain extent, that's understandable. But what have you made available to the Lord God Almighty, the one who created you, the one who redeemed your life from the pit, the one who heals your diseases, according to Psalm 103? What have you made available to him? You know, some people in our country would have to say, nothing. I have made nothing of my life available to the Lord. I'm going to do something different. Even though we've got a text that we're focusing on, we're going to look at three examples very quickly of examples where God used weakness to demonstrate his strength by looking at three people, all three of them from the Old Testament. We're going to look at Moses. Moses had a speech impediment, yet went before Pharaoh. If we could bring up that scripture, Exodus 4:10-12, I hope you have that. Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak, and I will teach you what to say. I don't know if Moses was tongue-tied. I don't know if he lisped. I don't know what kind of speech impediment. It may have been minor. It may have been severe. But when God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh, we forget this. Moses was slow of speech. And also, the Bible says this about Moses. Most people don't even know this, that Moses was the meekest man ever.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.